The Shira is dedicated to Yilun Ishmos of Chaim Yisochar ben Yechiel Zeidel Doiv, Shianuch Sholom HaMashkova and Shabia Melech Yosef for his family. I also request that anybody listening to this Shira be Mechavin, that the Torah we are learning should be Lerafua Shalema for Chaim Achol Shalema and Lerafua Yitzchak Isaac B'nei Michal, two children of the Gross family. As you probably all very well know, we had a tragedy in Yerushalayim this week. Two children passed away. There was an extermination job done in their home for bugs and some tragic development. Two children were hurt and they passed away. And the two brothers still need the Rachamei Shamayim. Two small children, young children, Shaloi Tamu Tam Chait, Tinokot Shel Beit Rabam, Chaim Achol Shleima, and the Ful Yitzchak Isaac, Bnei Michal, Shakodesh Boch Yishlach Rafu, Shleima Mene Shamayim, and their wonderful parents should have lots of naches. Va'kodesh bochu yerapel shivurei leiv benachomos tzion yinuchamu. The topic we will be discussing today is one of the most important mitzvahs and one of the most beautiful sugyas, binyan beis habechira. I usually prefer to delve into sugyas that are negeya bezman hazeh, and to deal primarily with those mitzvahs that are part of our ritual. However, this mitzvah is special and unique because we find in Chazal, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hayu Oiskin Lefanai Behilchas Abayis V'mala Ani Aleichem Ke'ilu Banitem Beis HaMikdosh. So when we learn the halachas of Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, it is considered as if we are actually were engaged in Binyan Beis HaMikdosh. So let us hope that we will be zoche b'korav miyomeinu. V'yosi li mikdosh v'shuchanti b'soicha. What is included in this general mitzvah? Four different opinions that we find b'divrei rabbeinu harishonim. The Rambam's opinion clearly stated in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos HaSechov, V'yosi l'migdosh v'shuchanti b'soichom, includes the Beis HaMikdosh and all the Klei HaMikdosh. Klei HaMikdosh are part of the Mikdosh and therefore included in this mitzvah. The Ramban, not on the spot, but in Mitzvos HaSeh Lamed Gimel, dealing with Bigdei Kahuna, the Ramban rejects the Rambam's opinion, and he argues V'yosi l'migdosh refers only to the Beis HaMikdosh, to the structure. Beis HaMikdosh is defined as Mikdosh. The Kelim are not included in this mitzvah. So how do we know that we have to do the Kelim? It is only Heksher mitzvah. Making each one of the various Kelim is necessitated by the avoidance that we are supposed to do with those same kelim. So if we have a mitzvah of hadlokas menorah, obviously we need to have a menorah. And if we have a mitzvah to be makrev shnei tamidim b'chol yom tamid, then obviously we need a mizbeach hachitzen. And the mitzvah of ketores demands mizbeach hapnimi, as the mitzvah of lechem aponim necessitates having the shulchan. And therefore, the mitzvah of Asiyas Kelim is not included in V'yosi L'Migdosh, but rather in the different mitzvahs we are to perform with each and every one of the Kelim. In the Sugas HaRavid, in Minyan HaMitzvah, Sefer HaMitzvahs HaKatzar and Mitzvahs HaSechov, the Ravid wonders why the Rambam doesn't dedicate a mitzvah of its own to Asiyas HaMizbeach, referring to the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Ravid obviously agrees with the Rambam that all the other Kelim are included in the Yosi L'Migdosh. However, regarding the Mizbeach HaChitzon, according to the Ravid, that's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The logic of the Ravid is a very simple one. It is based on two different arguments. Number one, makriven afal pi shein bias. That is the halacha paskin in the Rambam. So obviously the mizbech is not part of the Beis HaMikdash, because we do not really need a Beis HaMikdash to be makriv karbonos. All we need is actually the mizbech, and therefore logic dictates that a siyum mizbech is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's not part of the mikdash. This feeling is made more potent when we realize that the mitzvah say lasos hamizbeach is not in Parshas Truma, but rather at the end of Parshas Yisroel, v'im mizbech adomu ta'aseli. So we had the mitzvah of making the mizbeach far before we had the mitzvah of asiyas hamikdash, and therefore obviously this is a mitzvah in itself. That is the opinion of the Rav. The Rambam probably would argue, well, that's right, we do find the mitzvah of the mizbeach before we were commanded to do the mikdash, but after we have the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash, obviously the mizbeach is part of the Beis HaMikdash. We cannot detach the mizbeach from the mikdash, and therefore it is all the same mitzvah. Opinion number four is Rabbeinu Sadi Goen. Rabbeinu Sadi Goen, b'mitzvot hamisurim letzibur, from Nun Aleph to Nun Vav, six different and distinct mitzvahs. A different and distinct mitzvah to say for the Mikdash and for each and every one of the Klei Mikdash. Those are the four basic opinions. Dealing with the Machloikas Rambam and Ramban, I felt many years ago, as I wrote in Minchas Osho, that I think the Rambam and the Ramban go l'shitosam because they had two different approaches and two different basic interpretations. What is a Beis Mikdash and what is its significance and centrality for Beis Yisrael? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs defines the Beis Mikdash as a Beis Avodah. And the Rambam writes at the beginning of Mitzvah Chof, Shitzivono Livnois Beis Avodah. In a similar way, the Rambam starts off Hilchas Beis HaBchira, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh Lasis Bayis Lashem Muchan Lios Mekrivan Boi Karbonis V'choygi Geneilav Sholosh Be'im HaMishonah. So obviously the understanding of the Rambam is that the Beis HaMikdash is defined as a Beis Avodah, and therefore common sense would dictate if the Beis is essentially a Beis Avodah, a house of worship, then obviously we need the Klei HaMikdash, because without the Klei HaMikdash there cannot be any Avodah. So therefore the Rambam's opinion is that this basic mitzvah Yosi LeMikdash includes the Klei HaMikdash, because without those Klei HaMikdash the bias cannot fulfill its essential purpose, which is a Beis Avodah. The Rambam, on the other hand, the Ramban, in his Perush al HaTorah, in this week's Parsha, Parsha Struma, explains that the Beis HaMikdash is a continuation of Mamed Har Sinai. Kvoid Hashem Sheshachan al Har Shochen B'Kodesh HaKodeshim Mebein Shnei HaKruvim. According to the understanding of the Ramban, the Beis would not be defined as a Beis Avodah. I guess and imagine and assume, if we would ask the Ramban to define the Beis HaMikdash in two words, his suggestion would be Beis Shechino. It is a Beis Shechino. The reason we have a Beis HaMikdash is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to dwell amongst us. According to the Rambam, the basic reason we have a Beis HaMitzvah is we should be able to do the Avodah and appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring before Him Nachas Ruach. So according to the Rambam, if the Beis is a Beis Shechino, then Avodah is Milta Achrita, and therefore the Kelim are not included in the Yosi LeMikdash v'Shulchanti B'Seichu. So the Ramban says this mitzvah refers only to the Beis HaMikdash. All the Kelim are included in the mitzvahs of the various Avodas, besides the Oroin. So in the minyan of the Ramban, there's a specific and special mitzvah for Asiyas HaOroin. One might ask, if the Rambam maintains that the bias is a base of Oid, and therefore the various kelim are included in the mitzvah of Yossi Mimigdosh, why doesn't that same logic apply to the Ramban? And if the Ramban feels that the bias is a base Shechino, and the source of Shechino is Aroin Uedis Vabo Luchois Abris, those same luchas that were on Har Sinai, they go from Sinai to Har HaMoriah, and therefore the Shechina that dwelled in Har Sinai dwells in Beis HaMikdash. So why wouldn't the Oroin be included in the mitzvah of Yossi LeMikdash in the same way the Kelim are included in this same mitzvah according to the Rambam? My response would be this. Yes, the Ramban does say that the Shechina is Shoira in Beis HaMikdash Me'ala Kapoiris B'Kodesh HaKodeshim, because that is where the luchas are. However, we must be aware that in Bayis Sheni there was no Oroin, but nevertheless there still was a Beis HaMikdash, and to a certain level they still had Hashruas HaShechina. So obviously Beis HaMikdash isn't entirely dependent on the Oroin. There are many levels and many degrees of Hashruas HaShechina, and this is something above and beyond the realm of our perception and understanding. We do not know precisely what Shechino is, but we do know there are different levels. Asura Kedushis Niskachu Eretz Yisrael, that's a Mishnah in Kelim. Well, Kodesh HaKodeshim is the most intense Kedusha. And then we have the Heichel, Ben Ulam LeMizbeach, and the Azora, and Harabayis, and Yerushalayim, and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. There's a degree of Shechina in the entire land, but it is intensified when we go to Yerushalayim, and then Har Bayis, and then the Azora, in its fullest glory in Kodesh HaKodeshim. So we have different levels of Shechina. Chazal say, Miyolim lezozo Shechina, Mekoisel HaMarovi. But the Koisel HaMarovi wasn't part of the base of Mikdash. It was a supporting wall of Har HaBayis. But Chazal do seem to indicate that there's a special degree of Shechina next to the Koisel HaMarovi, beyond and above the rest of Yerushalayim. So it is clear there are different levels of Hashruas HaShechina. We find the same idea in a different realm. How many people do we need to have Shechina? Perek Gimel, Mishneh Gimel, Masechet Tovos, Chazal say, Afilu Echod, Sheyoshev Yoseg B'Torah Shechina Shruyim Oy. But on the other hand, we know that the Shechina is Shoira only on 10 people, and therefore we cannot say, Tovos Shebekdusha, only when there are 10 Jews. And that is the Gemara that we find in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Tes, Kol Be'asora Shechinta Sharia. If you have 10 Jews, you have Shechina. In Bava Kama Pegim Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says, Ein Shechina Shoira Elo B'Shnei Alofim V'Shnei Revavis Mi'Asor, minimum 22,000 Jews. So is it 22,000 or 10 or 1? Obviously, different levels of Hashruas HaShechina. And therefore, Beis HaMikdash, and even the Shechina Beis HaMikdash, are not dependent on the Oroin. So that explains why, according to the Ramban, the Oroin is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. But I go back to the basic idea I expressed before. The machloik is whether the Kelim are included in the mitzvah of Yossi LeMikdash v'Shulchan Timesoichem. Depends on the basic understanding. What is the Beis HaMikdash all about? I feel that the Rambam is more substantiated from various sources in Kisvei HaKodesh and Divrei Chazal. The Pashtei Dikro, V'Yossi LeMikdash V'Shulchanti B'Soichem, K'chol Asher Animar O'Yischo, Estavnes HaMishkon V'Estavnes Kol Kelov, V'Chein Ta'asu. V'Chein Ta'asu is the same precept as V'Yossi LeMikdash. It's the same post. And the Pasuk says, Estavnas HaMishkan, Estavnas Kol Kelov V'Chein Ta'asu. This seems to indicate that Asiyas HaKelim are included in V'Yossi LeMikdash V'Shulchanti V'Soichem. Tesefta Manoches Perek Zayin Alocha Beis V'Yara Moishes Kolom Alocha V'Hinei Osu Oiso Ka'ashe Tzivu Hashem V'Tesefta Asveichan Tzivu V'Yossi LeMikdash. And that refers to V'yamoshes kolam alocha. Kolam alocha definitely includes kelim, not only the Mishkan itself. Heichen tzivo, v'yosiri migdosh. V'chein taz. In Agodah shel Pesach, we find the formulation. Uvanu lanu beisa b'chira lacha per al kol avoinoseinu. And this formulation seems to indicate that that is the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash. HaKodesh Baruch Hu Banal on the Beis HaMikdash lacha per al kol avoinoseinu. What is the kapora? Achatos va'osham va'oila. The various sacrifices, the various korbanos. And the same idea is conveyed in Yerushalmi Broches, Perik Beis Halacha Aleph. David HaMelech dreamed that he will be the one that will build the Beis HaMikdash. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears before David and he says, Atu lo tivne bayit lishmi, Shloim Abincha. Who? Yivne bayit lishmi. He will be the chosen one to build the Beis HaMikdash. And David was terribly hurt and disappointed. Omer Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaDavid, Klum Shloim Abincha Boine Beis HaMikdash Lo Lahakriv Bo Korbanot Chaviv Elai Mishpet Tzedakah She'atu Oise Yoise Mekan HaKorbanos. So once again we find this lashon, Klum Shloim Abincha Osed Livnos Beis HaMikdash Lo Lahakriv Bo Korbanos. This is the basic rationale of the Beis HaMikdash. That is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, Lahakriv Korbanos. All these sources seem to indicate the opinion of the Rambam. So what we need to say to explain the Ramban is, well, obviously, Ashor Sashin is not just because four walls and a roof or not, but because of the Avodah. The Avodah brings down the Shechina from Olam Esalyonim to our world, to Olam Asiya. But nevertheless, I do feel that there is some basic different approaches between the Rambam and the Ramban, Beis Avodah L'Shitas HaRambam and Beis Shechina according to the Ramban. Would there be an afkamin al halacha between the Rambam and the Ramban? Sefer Lev Simcha on Sefer HaMitzvah says, according to the Rambam, as long as we didn't finish all the kelim, the Beis HaMikdash is void of its essential kedusha. Because Yossi B'Mikdash is only when you do the Mikdash and call Klea Mikdash. So obviously, according to the Rambam, according to the opinion of the Lev Simcha, Klea Mikdash Ma'akvim Zeze. There seems to be a raya to this approach in the Tosefta, Menuchas Perek Vav Aloch Avav. The Tosefta says, Ashulchon V'Hamenoiro V'Hamizbechois Ma'akvim Zeze. And we find this halacha also in Yerushalmi Mishkol and Perek Dalad halacha Beis. However, I don't think this is a conclusion we must reach according to the Rambam. There is room to argue that Yossi Mikdash Veshuchanti Besochem includes Klei Mikdash, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the Kelim are Ma'akev. Well, it is a Beferes Sugi in Menuchos. Lamet Chesam Adalaf, Atcheles Eina Ma'akevet Et Alovon. Even though Atcheles V'Alovon are one mitzvah, mitzvah tzitzis includes Atcheles and Lovon, and Afal Pikin Atcheles Eina Ma'akevet Et Alovon. So even if we don't have Atcheles, we still have the mitzvah of Lovon. So maybe in the same vein, maybe the mitzvah of Yosef Levitch includes the Kelim, but that doesn't necessarily mean the Kelim are Ma'akev in Kedushas HaMikdash. I mentioned before there was no Oroin in Bayis Sheni. Why not? Why didn't they do Oroin in Bayis Sheni? Is it clear that there was no Oroin in Bayis Sheni? Well, it seems to be clear to me, but not clear to everyone. There's a marvelous Chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yankovin was tremendously creative and independent in his thought, in his halacha. And he suggests a gewaltige chiddush. Perek Dalet Hilchas Beis Abchira Halacha Aleph in Rambam. The Rambam writes, then what Shloima HaMelech build the Beis HaMikdash, and he knew with divine providence, divine knowledge, the Ruach HaKodesh, that the bias will be destroyed. L'chadchile he built Matmoinius HaMukois V'Akalkalois, tunnels beneath the Beis HaMikdash, underground level, that when time comes, the Oren should be concealed in those underground chambers. And Yashio HaMelech was the one that actually took the Oren out of Kodesh HaKodesh and hid the Oren in those underground chambers. The Rambam writes that in First Halacha Perek Dalet in Beis Abchir. That actually refers to a machloikas in Yumi Daf Nun Gimel, according to one man, the Omer. Yes, Shloim HaMelech built those underground tunnels. The other Shitta says that the Babylonians actually captured the Yoren and they took it to Babel together with other Klei Mikdash. Rabbi Ankevim didn't ask, why does the Rambam have to write history? The Rambam doesn't record the annals of history. The Rambam is strictly halachic, a pure halachic composition. So why does the Rambam have to write what happened to the Yoren? Rabbi Yankovim comes up with a big chiddush and he says, without the Oren there could be no Beis Mikdash. Because what brings the Shechinah is actually the Oren, as we mentioned before. And therefore the Rambam writes, because those underground chambers were built the Chadchila by Shloim HaMelech for the Oren, it is as if the Oren is in the Beis Mikdash. So when we ask, how come there was no Oren in Bayis Sheni? According to Rabbi Yankovim, the response should be, there was a Oren in Bayis Sheni. In its underground location, it is still the Oren in the Beis HaMikdash. And I find this to be a gewaltige chiddush. For Rabbi Yankovim, we say it was just a hiding place, a place to conceal the Oren, Liosid Lavoi, that the Goyim shouldn't be mevaza and desecrate the Oren. But that is the approach of Rabbi Yankovim. So coming back to the question, why was there no Oren in Bayis Sheni? The Chasam Sofer has an interesting approach. He writes in Shuvas Yurei Deyasim and Reish Lamed Vav that the tachlis of the Oren was V'noyaditi lechu sham me'al hakapoyres me'bein shnei akruvim. The Oren was the place of revelation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe, it was from above the Oren, me'al hakapoyres me'bein shnei akruvim. And that was the purpose of the Oren. So after the Ptira of Moshe Rabbeinu, that was no longer to be. No other prophet, no other Novi had the schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to him in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore there was no longer a need for the Oren. I find this approach also to be a tremendous chiddush, because if not for the Chasam Sofer, we would say that is not the essence of the Oren. The Oren basically is a keli in Klei HaMikdash. But who says that the purpose of the Oren was Nevuas Moshe? We would say Nevuas Moshe once again as Milta Achrita. So the basic and more reasonable approach, the more reasonable approach would be, if we have no Luchos, there is no need for the Oren. Because the Oren were made for the Luchos, and when there are no Luchos, there is no need for the Oren. That is the approach of most of Gedolei Achroim. So in Bayis Sheni there was no other, a new set of Luchos, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give Luchos twice, only once, and therefore there was no need and no purpose to make the Oren. One of the basic questions
in Hilchos Beis HaBchira refers to the Urim V'Tumim. The Rambam writes, going back to Perek Dalad Aloch Aleph, that in Bayis Sheni there was Urim V'Tumim, but they were not functional. To quote the lesson of the Rambam, Af Urim V'Tumim Shayu B'Bayis Sheni Lo Hayu Meshivim Baruch HaKodesh V'Lo Hayu Nishalim Behem ולא היו עושים אותם אלה כדי להשלם שמונה בגודם לכהן גודל כדי שלא יהיה מחוסה בגודם. The Rambam states his opinion once again in Perek Yud Aloch Yud of Hilchos Klei HaMikdosh והוא אוהב דימבו. The Ravid wonders, Urim V'Tumim are not one of the שמונה בגודים. So what does the Rambam mean when he said they made the Urim V'Tumim, the Kohen shouldn't be מחוסה בגודים? שמונה בגודם do not include Urim V'Tumim. The Merkavas Mishnah suggests that maybe the Rambam's opinion is that Urim V'Tumim were actually the Choshen. They are one and the same. Because we find three different interpretations, what was Urim V'Tumim? The Torah does not describe what were the Urim V'Tumim. Rashi and the Ramban in this week's Parsha and the Ritva and Yumid of Ayin Gimel, their opinion is that the Urim V'Tumim were ktav, parchment, in which Shem Hashem was written. Which Shem? We don't really know. Two different sources. The Baal HaTurim writes, Shem ben Ayim Beis Oisius, the Shem of 72 letters. The Zohar, Shemois, Reish Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, says that the Urim V'Tumim were Shem ben Mem Beis, 42 letters. Well, this is something which is beyond the realm of our understanding. But nevertheless, these sources feel that Urim V'Tumim was Iktav Shem HaMafoyrish. The Eben Ezra writes, Urim V'Tumim were Masei Uman Kesev Ezov. So why doesn't the Torah write what exactly was Urim V'Tumim and how it's produced? Third opinion is that Arbag and the Abarbanel, Urim V'Tumim is the Choshen. They are one and the same. So if the Rambam accepts the interpretation of the Arbag, then we understand what the Rambam says. They had to do the Urim V'Tumim because otherwise the Kohen God would be Mechuseh Begodim. It's a chiddush to say that the Rambam accepted or agreed to the interesting and novel interpretation of the Rambag and the Abarbanel. My feeling is this. The Torah says, Vinutatu ela oroines uedus asher aten elecho. In a similar formulation, the Posek says, Vinatatu et urim vet tumim el choshen hamishpot. So the Rambam argues, why wasn't there an Oren and Bayis Sheni? Because without the Luchos, the Oren is void of Kiddushin. In the same way that Rambam feels without the Urim V'Tumim, the Choshen would be void of Kiddushin. Because the Urim was made for the Luchos, and the Choshen was made for the Urim V'Tumim. And therefore, if there would be no Urim V'Tumim by Sheni, there would be no point in the Choshen. And therefore, the Kohen would be Mechusar Begodim. It is just worthy to mention that Rashi in Yom HaChofov, Chof Aleph, and the Rashbam, Bava Basa Kuf Lamed Gimel, write the same. That there was Urim V'Tumim and Bayis Sheni, however, they weren't functional. That is their interpretation. Rambam, Rashbam, and Rashi of the Gemara in Yom HaChof Aleph, Chamish Dvorim Chosru Bayis Sheni, one of the five was the Urim V'Tumim. There was an Urim V'Tumim. However, they did not reply, and therefore, no questions were presented to the Urim V'Tumim in Bayis Sheni. The Ravid would say, no, that is not a proper dimyon. The relationship, the yachas between the Luchos and the Oren, is not the same as the yachas between Urim V'Tumim and Choshen Mishpat, for various reasons. Argument number one. We find the lesson of the Pusik at the Aron Le'edus, not only Aron Hu Edus, es ha'oroin le'edus. And this Loshon seems to indicate that the entire purpose of the Yoron was only le'edus. We do not find a similar pasuk regarding the relationship between the Choshen and Urim V'tumim. There is also some basic logic to say that the Choshen was no different than other big dekahuna, than the Ephod, Me'il, Tzitz, Mechonsayim. All the other big dekahuna didn't have any additional function, only begodim, big dekahuna. And therefore, why would the Choshen be essentially different? So even if the Choshen does have an additional function, but it still is one of the Shmoyne Begodim. And even without the Urim V'tumim, the Choshen is still a Choshen. Different than the Oroin without the Luchos. However, basically my feeling is that this argument between the Rambam and the Rav depends on the two different Pirushim and interpretations of Rashi. What is the Pshat in the words Choshen HaMishpot? Parsha Chofches Posak Lamed Rashi writes, why is the Choshen defined and described as Choshen HaMishpot? Because the Choshen does Mishpot. Questions were presented, the Choshen responded, therefore it's called Choshen HaMishpot. Rashi then goes on to bring Medrash Agoda that the Choshen is Mechaper on Ivus Adin, and therefore it's Choshen HaMishpot. According to the first interpretation, it was very reasonable to argue that without Urim V'tumim, the Choshen is kein Choshenit. It's not considered the Choshen. Because the Choshen is Choshen HaMishpot, why is it Choshen HaMishpot? Only because it responds in a divine manner. So without the Urim V'tumim, it would not be a Choshen. According to the second Pshat, the Ravid is more reasonable. Even without the Urim V'tumim, the Choshen would still be a Choshen, and therefore the Kohen would not be considered Mechusar Begodim. Coming back to the Rambam, where is the mitzvah of Asiyas Oren in Shittas HaRambam? The Ramban says it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. That is not the opinion of the Rambam. So what about the Oren? According to the Rambam, all the other kelim are included in Asiyas HaMikdosh, because without those kelim, we can't do the avoida, and the Mikdash is not a base avoida. But there was no avoida with the Shulchan, with the Oroin. So why doesn't the Rambam count the Oroin as a mitzvah in itself? I think the Rambam's opinion is there is no mitzvah ledoides of a Asiyas Oroin. In Oroin there was only one and only. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBchira describes the dimensions, the materials, the exact shape and form of each and every one of the Kli HaMikdash, how it is produced, how it is built. He doesn't mention the Oren. We do not find the Oren in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, which seems to make it very clear, according to the Rambam, there is no mitzvah of Asiyas Oren L'doiris. Rab Meir Simcha has an extremely interesting comment. Shmois Lamed Zayin Posuk Aleph Vayaz Betzala Lesa Oroin. Rab Meir Simcha asks, regarding the other Kalim, we do not find Vayaz Betzala. Vayazu, only mentioning the Oroin, the Posuk says Vayaz Betzala Lesa Oroin. Rab Meir Simcha says, this is a remez, that it is only Betzala. Once and once in history did they do the Oren Avodas, only Betzalel, never again. And that strengthens what we argue in Shittas HaRambam. So we have discussed the mitzvah of Yossi LeMikdash V'shuchanti B'Soicha. Hopefully we will be Zeuche B'Kora B'Yameinu to perform this mitzvah before.
So will we ever have the schus to build a Beis HaMikdash? Or maybe all we can do is take advantage of this gula, of this gula that Chazal taught us. This is actually a machlokes between the great Rishonim. The Rambam's opinion, various sources, primarily in Hilchas Malachim, is L'kishayovoy Mashiach tzedkeinu b'korob yameinu, we will build the third Beis HaMikdash. In the same way, in the same fashion, as we built the first and the second, the third Beis HaMikdash will be built by people, by Amchu Beis Yisrael. And that is why the Rambam writes in Hilchas Beis HaBchira, Hakol Mitzuvin Livnois Velasayit Begufanu B'Memoinu. Rashi and Tosfos have a different opinion. Three different sources in Shas, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, Sukkah Mem Aleph, Shavuos Daf Tes Vov. To use the lotion of Rashi in Masechet Sukkah, Ze Habayis HaShlishi She'onu Mitzapem Loi Yered Eish Min HaShumayim. It will be a Beis Mikdash of fire that will descend from the heavens. According to Rashi and Tosfos, V'yosi LeMikdash V'shachanti B'Soichem is no longer incumbent upon us. So in a way, B'derech Min HaDerochim, by learning Torah, we perform the mitzvah V'yosi LeMikdash V'shachanti B'Soichem. And by Kiyum HaMitzvahs, those mitzvahs, in their merit, we will be zoiche to be as a Moshiach and Binya Beis HaMikdash. In a way, that is the fashion in which we are mekayim the mitzvah v'yosi l'mikdash, v'shulchanti b'soich. Actually, we build mikdashos. The Gemara in the Sof Masechet Megillah says, v'eyu lachem l'mikdash ma'at b'kol moka ma'asher tovayu shamo, elu bota k'neisi yisabota midrosho shebebovel. Minoiro indicates Toira. Kiner mitzvah v'toira or Minoiro is Toira. Keneged bota midrosho is l'toira. So the Kedushas Levi, the great tzaddik of Bardichov, writes in his Sefer that anywhere the Jews are engaged in Gemilas Chosodim, it's also a Mikdash Mat. And I think he's right. Because besides the Menorah and the Mizbechos, there was one additional significant and central kli, and that is the Shulchan. So avodas hamizbechos v'hamenorahs dvayom biyomoy, daily. Every day we had ketores, every day we had shnei tmidim, every day we had atovas haneiros v'hadlakosa. The avod of the shulchan is once a week, every Shabbos lechem aponi. But nevertheless, it is one of the central kelim. What does the shulchan indicate? Obviously, gemilas chasodim. The end of Masechet Chagiga. The Gemara says Shulchan Shalodim Mechaperes Kimizbeach. The Rishonim explain why Shulchan Shalodim is Achnos Asarachim, and that equals Gemilas Chasodim. So the three central kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, Menorah, Mizbeach, and Shulchan, are keneged Shloish Dvorim Shaleim Oilam Oimed Torah Avodu Gemilas Chasodim. Every Jewish home which is dedicated to Torah, to Avodah, and to Chesed, is a Mikdash Ma'at. Not only about the Knesset, but the Midrashos. As Rashi writes in Shabbos Nun Hayomet Beis, Ad Sheloi Nivna Oyal Moed, before the Beis HaMikdash was built,
before the erection of the Mishkan Shebamidbar. Hoisu Shechina Shoira Ba'ohalei Tzadikim. Ohalei Tzadikim. The homes of the righteous. They are Migdashei Ma'at. Just like Bota Knesios, just like Bota Midrashos. When Yitzchak brings Rivka to his parents' home, V'yevoyeho Yitzchak hu ohelo, Rashi brings Kol Yemei Shel Sor Amenu, Oyuner Doilek, Brocha Metzuye Bepas, V'anan Kashur Al Ohel. What do these three indicate? Libi Yoimeli, it's very simple. Ner doyle keneged menoira. Onon kosher ala oil keneged, kiba onon eroa el hakapoiris. That is ketoiris. Brocha metzuya bepas keneged shulchon. The three basic, the three central, the three great clay migdosh shebeheichal. Mizbeach apnimi, shu mizbeach haketoiris, shulchon vemenoira. Ner doylek, brocha metzuya bepas, onon kosher ala oil. Because in the tent of the Avois and the Emois, there was a Shroas HaShechina. Ohalei Tzadikim, Amigdashei Ma'at. We are in Golos, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but Baruch Hashem, we have many Migdashei Ma'at. Bota Knesios, Bota Midroshois, Ohalei Tzadikim. And when we dedicate our lives to Torah, to Avodah, to Gemilas Chasadim, this is the way in which we build Mikdashos. This is the fashion in which we perform the mitzvah of Yosuli Mikdash Vishukhanti Besoichon. Yirotzon Shenezkeh Bekorah B'Yomeinu. זה הבייס השלישי שאונו מצפם לוי, בנוי ומשוכלל ירד איש מן השמיים, in the merit of Torah avoida gemilas chasadim, and in the schus of all the mikdashei ma'at shebi Yisrael, we should be zoichem. שהקודש ברוך הוא ישלח לנו משיח צדקנו, ויבנה בייס מקדושנו וספרתנו, במהרו ויומנו, אמן.